Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. A private investigator employed by The Sun has said he illegally accessed the Duchess of Sussex's private information shortly after she met Prince Harry. The Guardian reports Dan Hanks said he compiled a 90-page report on the future member of the royal family in October 2016, shortly after the tabloid newspaper first became aware of her relationship with the prince. The information sent to The Sun's US editor allegedly included relatives' phone numbers, background information on her ex-husband, and also Meghan's personal social security number. Although much of the information could have been obtained legally, Hanks claims he took it from a database that could not legally be used for journalistic purposes. Hanks told the New York Times that The Sun made him sign a letter stating he would not use any illegal methods to locate people or do background checks. Then the reporters came back to me and said, "But if you want to get work, keep doing what you've been doing," with a nod and a wink. The Sun strongly denies this and said it had a written agreement with Hanks that he would not break the law while working for the news outlet and did not know he had done so. The newspaper's publisher said they stopped using Hanks' services in 2017 after he was sent to jail after being found guilty of extortion in an unrelated case. A spokesperson for the couple said, "The Duke and Duchess of Sussex feel that today is an important moment of reflection for the media industry and society at large, as this investigative report shows that the predatory practices of days past are still ongoing, reaping irreversible damage for families and relationships. They are grateful to those working in the media who stand for upholding the values of journalism, which are needed now more than ever before." From People, Prince Charles feels enormously let down by the claims of racism made in the interview. A source close to the royal household tells People in this week's cover story. "The prince believes in diversity, and his actions show that. He was the first person to highlight the Windrush generation, the first mass immigration from the Caribbean to the UK in the 1950s, and the contributions they made to British society. He has worked hard for the Muslim community. Of all the members of the royal family, he has taken this issue the most seriously." Of Charles' relationship with Harry, the source says, "It's not a straightforward father-son relationship. He is their father and their boss, and they are beholden to him to fund their offices and lives." The story adds, the Queen is worried about how the racism claims affect the Commonwealth. "She will be very worried about how the racism claims have gone down in countries she has supported and loved and given her life to throughout her reign," says a royal insider. From Vanity Fair, Robert Hazel, a constitutional scholar at University College London, thinks that Harry and Meghan feeling trapped was a fair assessment of how things work. Hazel said, "I wrote that it's very surprising, given the loss of freedom, that none of the minor royals has opted out. Royals have no freedom of speech, and the others accept that. Harry was quite right when he described the other members of the royal family as trapped. They're trapped in a system which allows them very, very little freedom. The problem, in essence, is this. Monarchies all depend on hereditary succession. Prince Harry is a good exemplar. When he was born, he was much closer in line of succession as Prince Charles' second son. We all know the phrase, the heir and the spare. He was the spare, and he was needed in case anything happened to the heir. But as the heir grew older, got married, had children of his own, Harry's place moved down in the line of succession, and he was no longer needed. So he became redundant, and that's a familiar problem for minor royals in all other countries. It's a genuine problem because they, when they were younger, had to train potentially to become the monarch, and so they are ill-qualified to do anything else in what you or I might call normal life." Hazel adds that the British royal family's team is large because of the size of the country and because of the very strong tradition of royal engagements. They need a large team to service the demand. Talk to any Lord Lieutenant. They're the Queen's representatives in each country who organize the bids for royal visits. I know our local Lord Lieutenant very well, and he says that the demand for royal visits far exceeds what the palace can supply. I have no doubt that it's similar in other countries. That's the dilemma they face. That's why, although Prince Charles has said that he would like to slim down the size of the royal family, by which he means have a smaller team, in practice he'll find that quite difficult when he becomes king. And Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Robert Hazel continues, Meghan was a successful actress who had her own career, had her own voice, and as she said in the Winfrey interview, she went into this marriage possibly rather naive, thinking that she could retain an independent voice. The freedoms that you and I take for granted, the royals don't have. They don't have freedom of speech. They have next to no privacy, for the reasons you'll be very familiar with. They have no free choice of career. Those born into the family grow up in a gilded cage. They don't know a different life, but as they grow up, they come to understand the reasons why it is a cage. The Queen is a highly intelligent, and as everyone who meets her in private says, a very witty woman. But in public, in her scripted speeches, she has never said anything interesting or amusing, because in effect she has no freedom of speech. They've long had difficulties with the press, and the British press are exceptional in that once they've decided to go for somebody, their claws are really sharp. Prince Charles has felt that most of his life. I speak with no inside knowledge, but I suspect that Prince Charles, who has suffered from bad press for most of his adult life, feels you just have to live with it. It goes with the job. Hazel was asked if he thought other royals might follow Harry and Meghan's lead and leave. Those who are official members of the royal family, they've been members of the team now for a long time. Some of them are my age, and I'm in my early 70s, and some of them are even older. They've accepted years, decades of public service. They're not going to change. And looking ahead, Hazel says, let's just fast forward 20 years and think of Prince George being in his 20s and marriageable. Any woman whom he might want to marry would, one would hope, be sufficiently well informed that they would think very hard about it. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Join us as we unveil the top 11 inventions that changed the world, the groundbreaking innovations that have reshaped our society and propelled us into the future. From the ancient compass to the transformative telephone, we explore the inventions that have had the most profound impact on human progress. Follow the top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.